You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Hello, darlings. Buonasera. Hola, darlings. How are you?
Welcome back.
It's been a pleasure. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, all of you.
Right, so back at
it's
you.
A pleasure having you. No, well, having me. It's been here.
Welcome, maybe Laura, here. From the Golden Dawn. It's been such a long time since you've been up here.
Yeah, no, I miss you guys. Yeah.
We've just been here mucking around.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you very much for inviting us, and thank you, Keith and Neat Spirits and Mancino for being here.
Now, we've indulged in a little bit of vermouth. Is that kind of like the hero in this dish that you've bringing up?
The Mancino vermouth. Do you know what? I always thought, I'm just going to put it out there. I did not like the flavor of vermouth, but then I tried this, and it is delicious.
It's quite sweet.
You fall in love.
Mm. So it's a fortified wine full of botanicals.
Yeah, it's like 38 botanicals. This is a very beautiful kid is here. Can you please tell us, well, this bartender from Italy that actually designed this, create this beautiful vermouth?
His name is Giancarlo Mancino. So he wanted to make a vermouth the bartenders would be happy to use in all the drinks, and came up with Mancino.
Oh la la!
I think he is.
I'm not even going to fact check. That sounded like a pretty good story to me.
He's achieved it. Everyone up here has had a little sample of the vermouth, and it's very
tasty.
Just
like, it's just beautiful. It's like, it's quite. It has quinine in it too, so it has a little bit of tannin on it, and just it's quite rich. And today we're going to make cocktail. It's called Sometime.
It's what? Sometime.
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 Yeah, it's good to have that.
Well, so and right, it's a super simple cocktail. So yeah, sorry.
I was just about to say you brought a lovely large sort of a wine glass. I'd associate it with like a sort of a red wine, but I don't know about stuff.
You can put red wine and then you can make
glass
this
glass,
cocktail.
Yeah, fair enough.
It has to be a beautiful glass, though. Yeah. But yeah, this cocktail is just super simple, and you all can do it at home or at your work or when you're sleeping sometimes. But don't eat peanuts, okay? Just don't eat peanuts. So yeah, it's a super simple drink. It's a building drink, so we're going to use, the recipe is super simple, so 60 ml of Mancino Bianco. We're going to use Pechal bitters. We're going to use East Imperial ginger beer, and we're gonna juice lemon.
It's a translucent
juice.
Ginger beer, isn't it?
But kind of. I like to use you can use gingerella too.
Yep.
It's just just add a little bit of like more ginger, and so we're gonna do the first cocktail, and I have some for you guys. So basically, yeah, we're gonna do.
Mancino's going in.
60 ml of Mancino Bianco.
At the moment, just looks like a real shallow white wine.
Yes, and it's beautiful. Like called citrine.
Little Chardonnay down by the beach.
So we're gonna do 20 ml of fresh lemon juice.
Oh yes, please, actually.
And we're gonna put some ice.
Shave ice. Get your shave ice.
Yeah, we're gonna do. So I choose like a type of a wine glass, or you can choose a bigger glass. So it's a style of like a spritzer. So like it's a fresh cocktail. It's like low on alcohol. If you want to add, like, you can add a little bit of rum or a little bit of gin.
Great for the tennis. Anyone just popping along to the tennis? If you got that kind of cash, if you're wealthy.
I don't know if you'd get a drink this good down there. To be honest, I think you might get.
BYO, you reckon, John? Oh, a little bit of Christmas on top. What's just happened? Something's happened. You put some bitters on there, have you?
So I put like 5 dashes of the Pechal bitters.
It's going pink.
And it's
gonna
be like a it's cause like a pinky drink that I love pink.
Yeah, it's
I think it's just
good.
Beautiful. And that basically that's it. That's your drink. It's just gonna be like something very refreshing, a little bit sweet, a little bit sour, and we're just gonna add a little bit of fresh thyme.
John's nodding at me and looking real creepy.
We're always creep, darling.
Oh, what's
that's
this?
That's part of the...
A little bit of lavender or something?
No, that's thyme.
Thyme,
yeah.
Okay. It's about
time. Is that normal thyme?
Just in case you run out.
Of thyme.
It
of
looks
thyme,
like,
yeah.
It looks like a different type of thyme, though.
And this is a flowery one. Yeah, so like here we go. Darlings, here goes your summery welcoming drink.
Welcome in, New Year's 2018.
It looks amazing.
Pink.
I get the feeling that you're going to use both girly straws at the same time.
I love the delicious aroma of thyme.
Yeah, that's so important. That's like, needs to be like a little bit of something.
I knew you were going to use both straws. Right. Thanks, mate. No, that's great. A little figure eight drink.
Now, are these sort of obviously made to order at the Golden Dawn, but does it come in like a jug?
Or fantastic.
So we're going to have it all this week at Golden Dawn, and then it's like presented exactly like this, but we're going to add like a little bit of toach, because when you come to Golden Dawn, it would be a secret ingredient.
Excuse me, what?
So, yes.
Are you holding it right now?
Yes, yeah. I'm holding the secret ingredient. Yeah.
She wants the drink, I think.
That's one of my favorite ingredients.
I think the drink's just getting a social media show photo.
Ding! Okay, so then this is the drink. It's fun.
What a fun little drink. Are you about to give it like a heavy edge?
It's not. It's actually just like a little like
upgrade.
Magic
Ooh, upgrade.
Spoon of oh, like
is it
this really beautiful.
It's all guess. It's definitely a cinnamon thing in
spice
there.
Spice pineapple syrup that we make, and it's just gonna be warm up a little bit the drink, just like round it a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit of Christmas there, just in case you missed the Christmas.
Yeah. When you get home after the
It's
dinner,
like to remind you that they can come and it's like a hug.
Let the record show John's using one straw
bit.
Now.
But yeah.
So Mancino itself is sort of, is it an aperitif?
It is an aperitif, yeah. It's like, it's a low alcohol fortified wine.
Don't worry about it. I'm winking at everyone big time.
So something that's good before food.
Yeah, it's just like basically, if you had an aperitif, you can prepare yourself like for a beautiful meal.
Oh, that has mellowed it out. It's definitely rounded off.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly.
This is like the analog version. Yeah. The other one was sort of the digital version. If I can say
yeah,
that.
Kind of. But yeah, they are both beautiful. Like the other one, you definitely can make it at home anytime. Take it to the beach. Take all your ingredients. It's like super summery drink. And it's also like you can have a couple of them. Drive safe, please. Never drink and drive. Yeah, it's just not okay.
Catch a bus even.
So yeah, or walk. So yeah, you guys can have this cocktail at Golden Dawn sometime. Anytime.
It tastes very anytime. Golden Dawn. Reminds me of like a mulled wine at Golden Dawn, but like in the summer.
In the summertime, yeah.
Sigurd?
Sigurd says it's good for tanning.
I said I can imagine getting a tan in the Golden Dawn courtyard while drinking this.
Yeah, we have some block too. next to cocktail. Also,
did we tell everyone what was in it? Big time? Like a little recap? We done that, eh? Good, because I just blacked out for a bit. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, sometime. 60 mils of Mancino Bianco, 5 dashes of Pechelle bitters, 20 mils of fresh lemon juice, 150 mils of ginger beer, fresh thyme, build, stir, and enjoy.
And then that secret upgrade, if you want the secret little upgrade, you've got to go
to Golden Dawn. You have to come to Golden Dawn.
That's like a time spent syrup thing. Nobody can figure out what's in it. There's probably a few herbs and spices.
Touch of magic from the darlings. And yeah, if you want to come today to Golden Dawn, DJ M Dash is going to be there. And tomorrow we have Guardian Singles and Biscuits with Rebellion's Jukebox DJ tomorrow night.
Cool.
And on Saturday, the Ruby Sons and Surin Unka.
That's all good.
Yes!
Typical Golden Dawn.
Does Golden Dawn open the afternoon? Because this is a lovely afternoon drink.
Yeah, oh, definitely. So we open from 3 o'clock, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
So, yeah, see you there, darling.
See you there. Hey, thank you, Golden Dawn, and thank you to Mancino Vermouth. What a treat, actually. I'm really surprised.
Off to the tennis, hey?
Woohoo! Have a lovely year, darlings. Thank you.
You too.
For a lovely afternoon.
We'll see you around the tramps.
Ciao!
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.